not let me go.
And that was Blues, Blues, Blues from John Primer, and before that, the title track to his new CD, Hard Times. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 25th of September. So we have a birthday for Roosevelt Bubba Barnes, born 1936 down in Longwood, Mississippi. Susan Lewis, born 1955 in Shreveport, Louisiana. You don't recognize the name, but Dale Hawkins' 1957 number 27 pop hit was Susie Q, and it was written about Stan Lewis's daughter, Susan. And Stan Lewis, of course, was the owner of blues, R&B, and gospel rock label Jewel and Paula Records. Let's see, the man was just in town here last week, Zucchero. His birthday, 1955. He was born in Italy, of course. And today marks the passing of Pete Guitar Lewis, who played with Johnny Otis, among others, passed in 1970 at the age of 57. And violinist Stuff Smith, who passed in 1967 at the age of 58. Let's see, we move on to the 26th birthday for sax man Dick Hextall Smith, born 1943 in Ludlow in the UK. Great vocalist Jackie Payne, born 1945 in Athens, Georgia. Keyboardist James Pugh, who played with Robert Cray Band, born 1954 in New York City. Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos, born 1954 in Mexico. That day also, the 26th marks the passing of Pat Hare. Pat Hare, who played guitar with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Junior Parker, passed in 1980 at the age of 49. He had recorded a version of the 1940s Dr. Clayton song, I'm Gonna Murder My Baby. He recorded that on May 14, 1954. It was released on the 1990 Rhino Records compilation after that. Also on the Sun Blues collection and other collections. What's morbid about it is that he did exactly that in 1962, and he spent the last 16 years of his life in prison before succumbing to lung cancer in 1980. And he also murdered a policeman who had been sent to investigate. Oh, yeah. Also passed on that day, L.C. Good Rockin' Robinson passed in 1976 at the age of 63. Bessie Smith passed in 1937. She was 43 years old. A car accident after her death, an often repeated but now discredited story emerged about the circumstances, namely that she had died as a result of having been refused admission to a whites-only hospital. John Hammond, not the writer-producer, not his son, gave this account in an article in November 1937 issue of Downbeat. The circumstances of her death and the rumor promoted by Hammond formed the basis for Edward Albee's 1959 one-act play, The Death of Bessie Smith. Let's see, moving to the 27th birthday for George Earing Mayweather, born 1927 in Tilly's Mills, Alabama. Producer Don Nix, born 1941 in Memphis, Tennessee. Pianist Bud Powell, born 1924 in New York City. Robbie Shakespeare, one half of the duo of Sly and Robbie out of Jamaica, of course, born 1953. Comedian Melvin Slappy White, born 1921 in Baltimore, Maryland. And the 27th marks the passing of Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. Just back in 2018, he was 76 years old. And Paul Burleson of the Johnny Burnett Three passed in 2003 at the age of 74. Let's move to the 28th of September. We have birthday for Norton Buffalo, great harmonicist, born 1951 in Oakland, California. C.J. Chenier, born 1957 in Port Arthur, Texas. A.J. Croce, born 1971 in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Son of Jim Croce, of course. George Gershwin, born 1898 in Brooklyn. Edward Forehand, better known as Lil Buster, born 1942 in Hertford, North Carolina. Guitarist Houston Stackhouse, born 1910 in Wesson, Mississippi. Ed Sullivan, born 1902 in Harlem in New York. We had Coco Taylor, born 1935 in Memphis, Tennessee. And several people who passed on the 28th. We had Miles Davis, who passed in 1991 at the age of 65. Photographer Ray Fleurlage passed in 2002. He was 87 years old. Lucky Millinder passed in 1966 at the age of 66. And Dr. Lonnie Smith just passed last year at the age of 79. Moving to the 29th birthday for Sherman Holmes from the Holmes Brothers, born 1939 in Plainfield, New Jersey. Joe Guitar Hughes, born 1937 in Houston, Texas. Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday, born 1935 in Faraday, Louisiana. And the 29th marks the passing of Otis Rush back in 2018. He was 84 years old. Let's see, moving to the 30th, a birthday for guitarist, harmonicist Nick Curran, born 1977. Played with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, appeared on their 2005 recording Painted On. Did four songs in a scene in the 2008 HBO series True Blood. He died of oral cancer when he was only 35 years old. ZZ Hill, born 1935 in Naples, Texas. Frankie Lyman of the Teenagers, born 1942 in Washington Heights, New York. Johnny Mathis, born 1935 in Gilmer, Texas. That's the same place as Freddie King came from. Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension, born 1943 down in Jersey City. Let's see, Sylvia Peterson from the Chiffons, born 1946, somewhere in New York. Oscar Pettiford, the bassist, born 1922 in Oklahoma. Papa Chubby's birthday, born 1948, somewhere in New York as well. And moving to the 1st of October, we have a birthday for George Wildchild Butler, born 1936 in Alabama. Albert Collins' birthday, born 1932 in Leona, Texas. Michael Cub Coda, born 1948 down in Detroit. Ellen McElwain, born 1945 in Nashville. And a couple of people who passed on the first. We had Scott Dunbar from passed in 1994 at the age of 90. And John Brim passed in the year 2003 at the age of 81. Other events from the week, the 25th of September 1960, Sam Cooke's Chain Gang reached number 2 on both the R&B and pop singles charts at the same time. On the 26th of September 1956, Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill entered the pop charts and eventually made it to number 4. In 1959, Fats went into the studio at the Cosmo Studios in New Orleans and recorded Be My Guest. Let's see. It was 1969, 26th of September. San Francisco's Fillmore West opened up. On 27th of September, 1952, Little Walter's Juke reached number 1 on the charts. 28th of September, 1931, Petey Wheatstraw recorded Devil's Son-in-Law. The 29th of September, 1936, Billie Holiday recorded A Fine Romance, did that for the Vocalion label. On the 30th of September, 1963, B.B. King recorded How Blue Can You Get? It was released on the ABC label. And in the 1st of October, 1929, Victoria Spivey recorded Bloodhound Blues, Dirty TB Blues, Mr. Freddy's Blues, and Telephoning the Blues, all of those in New York City for the Victor label. Let's go back 91 years, and we'll go back to this week, back in 1931. And let's get into the studio now with the flamboyant artist from his time, Mr. Petey Wheatstraw. And here he is performing The Devil's Son-in-Law.
Mama, I'd rather have a rattlesnake, honey, now I wrap it round my neck. When you used to love me down in my mouth, I would go clear down to my door. When you used to love me, baby, I will go clear down to my tumor. Well, that way that I love you, my man. Honey, now I don't know how to know. Now I've got 11 women, and I got wounded in your soul. I say I got 11 women, and I got wounded in this world. Well, now the next time you see me, I'm gonna be the devil's son-in-law. Play it for me one time, pick it now, won't you? Take my little woman, why not? live alone. Well, now she will come running home, crying, daddy, now right down wrong. Maybe you will never get special living, my man. I did not really get too much. Maybe now you will never get special living, my man. I never get too much, yeah. And when I leave you now, little mama, you will never see me back here again.
Dixie moonlight, morning sure. saw you standing by my door. I saw you standing by my door. Oh, I saw you stick out your hand. Oh, you dirty, dirty dog. You knew my room was empty, 'cause you were standing by my door. Oh, yes.
Every year, we gather at Pop Montreal's symposium and tackle the big questions around music, communities, and the forces that shape our cultural engagement, encouraging new connections between local and international artists, industry, and fans. From September 28th to October 2nd, 2022, Pop Symposium brings festival-goers a complete five-day program of panel discussions, creative workshops, artist talks, and networking events, free and open to all. Pop Symposium welcomes artists and industry like Echo Award winner Amy McDonald, content creator, singer, and actor Austin Archer, and so many more. Visit popmontreal.com for more information.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
Now, baby, that's your pillow. Now just lay here, baby, while the moonlight shines across your face. Now just lay here, baby, while the moonlight shines across your face. I want you to listen real close, baby, to everything that your daddy has to say.
You said I want a cowboy. I bought you a a $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children. I know you want to give them back.
Came and asked me to do the stomp poker. I told her I couldn't do the stomp poker. I could show her how to do the sissy. We were on the dance floor and I was doing my thing. After a while, out of nowhere, up walks her boyfriend. While she's standing there doing the shivers and shake. He gave me a look that was very icy blue. And believe me, he made me throw up. I said to myself, Albert, don't lose your cool. Thank you. this time I gotten hungry, 'cause I smelled someone cooking catfish. I ordered me some along with some green. Told him definitely I didn't want no leftovers. The cook took so long about fixing my grub, I had to go see what was taking him so long. He back there jiving, I had to tell him to get it together. He asked me, can't you wait? Made me mad. I said, no, man, I ain't got time. I got to keep on pushing. Got to make it down the soul road. Got to go do some turning on. Leaving town, going home, and got homesick anyway. I'm leaving this place before I freeze. Going home to defrost. Ain't gonna have me looking like a snow cone. I don't know, it's getting rough.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Hey, this is Papa Chubby, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha, in Blue on CKUT FM
90.3. Pourquoi tu vous fais la guerre? Pourquoi tu fous le bac? Et fais l'amour toute la nuit. Fais-le dans la cuisine, baby. Et fais-le dans la heart. So tell me, pretty baby, why you wanna make war? Pourquoi tu vous fais la guerre? Tell me, pretty baby, why you wanna make war? And if we're going out so easy, we can last all night. We can watch the sunrise in the morning light. And I can cook you breakfast while we make love some more. So tell me, little baby, why you wanna make war? Pourquoi tu fais la guerre? Pourquoi tu fous les jurés? There ain't no problem, baby, entre nous deux. Eternity. Baby,
So tell me, pretty baby, what part of you feel like that? So tell me, pretty baby, what part of you feel like that?
And that was Papa Chubby from his latest CD, Emotional Gangster. We heard Why You Want to Make War. He does that in English and in French. Albert Collins before that from 1969 and Trash Talking. We had Coco Taylor in there as well from What It Takes to Chess Years. And What Came First, the Egg or the Hen? That's from 1966. We went back to 1963 for B.B. King and How Blue Can You Get? We had Pete Guitar Lewis before that and the Louisiana Hop from 1952. Another 1952 recording before that from John Brim on a great compilation, Chicago Blues of the 1950s, and we heard Moonlight Blues. And before that, Herb Ellis and Stuff Smith from the CD Together. That was Blues for Janet from 1963. We had Lucky Millionaire and His Orchestra and D Natural Blues from 1949. Mondell Lowe provided guitar work for him in those times. Bessie Smith before that from 1927. We heard Muddy Water, and that's from her Complete Recordings, Volume 3. And we kicked it off with Petey Wheatstraw, a tune recorded this week in 1931, and The Devil's Son-in-Law. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's see what's going on around town. But tomorrow, Father John Misty is going to be at MTELUS as part of the Oceaga Festival. On Monday, also, Hallerson live at the Bar de Corsel at 4685 Notre Dame West. On Tuesday, Joel Plaskett Emergency at Petsy Campus at 57 Prince Arthur East. Also on Tuesday, the Hazy Tones, Dangerines, and Jonesy are all going to be taking the stage at the Brasserie Beaubien at 73 Beaubien Est. On Wednesday, the Townships and Me Mind Collective are at Barfly at 4062A Saint Laurent. Wednesday also, there's a blues dance thing at Billy Buck at on Masson Street, 3135 Masson. At 7 o'clock, they'll give you a couple of dance steps to work on. And then at 8 o'clock, it's freestyle after that. Free entry. On Friday, Sheldon Rourke and Les Ismores at Billy Buck also. Let's see, another one at Billy Buck on Saturday. There's a tribute to Led Zepp by Tangerine. And that's at 3135 Masson also. Let's see, the thing on Sunday, well, I think this might be part of the Weekend Blues International. I'll get to that in a little bit. Let's see, I just found this whole festival. So coming up this weekend, Bistro de St. Cat coming up on Friday the 30th. They have Mish Love, Paul Lukey, and Gabe Padilla all going to be playing. That's Bistro St. Cat, 4264 St. Catherine East. And on Saturday, 1st of October, Bella Godmer is doing the opening part, followed by Jim Zeller right after that. Also part of this festival is the Aquarium Bar at 2923 Masson has Riot and Ben Racine in on Saturday as well. And as I mentioned, Sunday, Dance Blues at West Shefford, they're listed as part of this festival, 1562 Mont-Royal East. And of course, they again have the Barrel House Club is in, giving you some blues dance steps at the beginning at 7 o'clock, followed by Danse Sociale at 8 o'clock. Let's see, in the bar scene, let's go to Bistro à Jojo. We've got coming up tonight, of course, La Messe à Jojo. Monday, Mick Martel is in. Tuesday is Sabrina Lemieux, Deauville. Wednesday, Marc Fecteau is in. And Thursday, Mick Martel does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, Alec McKelkren, followed by Dwayne Dixon. Saturday is Carlos and Roxanne. And Sunday, André Dupré and Jean Miller, followed by La Messe à Jojo. Let's see, Upstairs Bar at 1254 Mackay. Well, I didn't find any blues for this week, but next week, Otis Ali Band is going to be back in for two shows on Thursday night. And, of course, later on in the month, October 21st, 22nd, they have Mike Stern coming in with his wife, Lenny Stern, as well, along with Danny Walsh and Moto Fukushima and Juan Chivasa. That's going to be a great show. Brutopia, let's see, it's open mic night tonight, of course. Monday is trivia night. Thursday, Roxanne and Carlos Vega. Friday and Saturday, the Wickermen are in, and then on Sunday, it's open mic night again. Barfly, of course, the traditional Sunday bluegrass night is going on, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi, you can get some blues in there as well when Dwayne Dixon takes the stage on Tuesday and Wednesday, and on Sunday as well. And let's see, you might coax some blues out of Graham Chambers when he's in on Friday and Saturday. Friday and or Saturday, one or the other. Mariposa has posted their listings for the whole fall season. October, November, December are all listed on their site now. And let's see, they have the open mic thing happening on Thursdays. October 1st, Herky Cutler's in doing a solo thing. Let's see, on the 4th, OK Corral. Oh, that's all next week. We can get to that stuff next week instead. Diazones at 4115A Saint Denis Street down in the basement. Kim Richardson is in. And this coming Wednesday, they have the Mercredi Funk with hashtag The Cipher. They're going to be in for two shows, 7 and 9:30. As I mentioned before, the Aquarium Cafe Bar is part of the Weekend Blues International de Montréal, has Ryan and Ben Racine in. Wheel Club, Hillbilly Night, each and every Monday at 8 p.m. And they are at 3373 Cavendish, just down the hill from Sherbrooke Street. You can check over Smoke Meat Pete's Facebook page as well. He's got his whole schedule listed on there as a big graphic as well, showing September, October, and November. House of Jazz up in Laval at, 1639 Boulevard de l'Avenir. They have Snooky Alston coming in. Well, he's in tonight. Probably almost done by now. Coming up October 1st, Michelle Sweeney. October 2nd, Derek Falls is going to be in. They got through the rest of the month. They have Dan O'Peace, Michelle Sweeney, Snooky Alston, all repeated events during the week. Let's get to some jam nights and open mics. We've got Sundays, of course, Jam au Milieu at 1251 Rue Robin, right downtown in the village area of Montreal. Brutopia open mic night as well, 1219 Crescent Street. Bar de Courcelle open mic, 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of de Courcelle. Ye Old Orchard Pub and Grill in NDG at 5563 Monkland is open mic night as well. And Billy Buck in 3135 Masson has open mic night as well every Sunday night. Tuesday, Barfly has an open mic night starting from 9:30. They're at 4062A Saint Laurent. And we've got Duffy's has their open mic night. Drums and amps are provided. That kicks off around 8 o'clock. That's at 1060 Rue Heron in Dorval. And this week, the host is Pat Loiselle and Craig Miller, a.k.a. the Bottle Rocket Playboys, are hosting the evening. Barbiere, Brasserie La Barbiere at 2137 Rosemont also has open mic on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, you have the Mariposa Le Café, which is, 5434 Côte Saint-Luc Road. You have to be in by 6 o'clock to get your name in there. Blues Jam at the Mayfair Tavern, 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois on Thursdays, hosted by sometimes Denny Snyder, sometimes Kelly Watling, and others at other days. Every Thursday, Johnny Guitar hosts a jam at La Ripaille at 358 Notre-Dame in Repentigny. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery in Alexandria, Ontario, has also got their jam on Thursdays. On Fridays, you have the Blues Jam at Brasserie Lunique at 805 Boulevard de Carry, this week hosted by the Silver City Blues Band. Insider's Cafe every Friday has their open mic night. They're 4451 Saint-Denis Street. Also, Phoenix Friday Night Jams in Saint-Anne-de-Bellevue at the Restaurant Basile. And Saturday's Mayfair Tavern has open mic night as well. You got a couple of jam nights as well going on with, weekly swing dance nights. You've got Swingin' Tuesdays, the Mardi 88 at Swing Chez Ernest at 6596 Rue Saint-Hubert. Les Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good and the École de Danse Jive Studio at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Avenue Mont-Royal Est. And Thursday, Stardust Soiree with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. And they bring in, they start around 7 and then around 10 o'clock, they bring in a special guest. And this week, the special guest is the Sugar Darlings. So let me just say thank you. I'm going to leave you here now with a little taste of something you can catch. You can catch Dwayne Dixon at Bistro Jojo and at Modavi in Old Montreal. So let's go back to his CD, Working Man Blues. And here's Dwayne Dixon and All About You. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
But you don't see hurts your belly aching, starts the story never ends. I can't take it no more, 'cause it's all about you. Well, you talk about this and talk about that for days and days and days. Well, information overload has put me in a haze. So-and-so this, so-and-so that, that talking that you do is bound to drive me away from you. Well, I really love you, baby, and I'm trying to understand. I can't get a word in sideways, and you won't give me a hand. I know now, pretty baby, it's all about you. Days and days and days. What information overload has put me in a haze. So and so this, so and so that, that talking that you do is gonna drive me away from you. And I really love you, baby, and I'm trying to understand. I can't get a word in sideways.
One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove God. And it is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy. I am beaming to you live and direct. At least I hope it's going out there. Louise, give me a text. Let me know if everything's going all right. Zip snuck into the building. Got to big up my man Butcher T for, you know, giving me the guidance on how to get this thing rolling again. I swear to God, things have changed, man. I'm trying to get set up here at the station again since the pandemic. We've only been in once, and that was like, actually, that was right before our 25-year anniversary. So, besides that, we've been doing it remotely. DJ Blaster, who is on his way, hopefully, Blaster, what up? You know, I thought we were going to be here for 11 o'clock, you know. It's like the good old days, man. And then Mystical Flex, well, are we surprised he's not here by 11 o'clock? It's all good. He's got the last 20 minutes, so he will show up at some point in time. Hopefully before the last 20 minutes. Anyway, I'm here just to mark the calendar date. It is the 25th of September 2022. Gotta say happy birthday to my mom. Happy heavenly birthday to you, and also to Diane, one of my, you know, my children's aunties, my sister-in-law. Big up, big up. All my folks out there on the other side of the pond, out in England, enjoying the space and time. Anyway, let's see. It was, it's, yo, it